Dr. Vinay Sampath is a professor of biomedical sciences at LIU Post. It's Anna and Raven.
Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? How are you managing?
We're doing all right. You know, granted, things are still pretty stinky, but overall, I feel like there's a sense of hope and a light at the end of the tunnel. Do you share that same sentiment?
Yes, I think we're hopefully on the downward trend. The numbers that Governor Cuomo has been releasing every day seems to suggest we hopefully will have it under control soon. But, you know, it's still too early to say how soon it is going to be. We cannot say whether it's going to be a couple of weeks or a month. We still need to wait and watch on that. Hopefully soon.
Doctor, I feel
hopefully we'll be able to salvage our summer.
Doctor, yeah. I feel like, right, as soon as the sunshine comes out, people are just very eager. And then, of course, we look at, now people are really, really feeling those economic impacts of it. But, I raised this question with a friend the other day. Would it be worse for them to let everybody go back to normal quickly and then get a second spike, just simply weeks after that? Because if we look back in history, that mistake has been made before.
Right. Exactly. That mistake was made with the 1918 pandemic. And I don't think it's advisable to quickly remove the restrictions, because it just is going to mean that people will get together and it's going to spread. And it's more about making sure our hospitals don't get completely flooded and our emergency personnel have the resources and the abilities and some way of controlling how many people are coming in. That's why we are trying to flatten the curve.
Dr. Sampath, I wanted to ask you about the antibody test that everyone keeps talking about. I'm confused by it. Once they test your blood to see if you've created these antibodies, will it be able to determine whether or not you'll be immune in the future?
We don't know, unfortunately. I wish there was a better answer than that. We don't know. We can distinguish right now with the antibody test whether people have seen the virus or not. Even if you have never had symptoms before, it is likely that we might have been exposed and we might just be what is called asymptomatic, that we didn't have any symptoms for it. So the antibody test is likely to differentiate and help us understand who has not been exposed at all to the virus and who has been exposed to the virus. Whether that is enough to protect against the second round of infection is not yet clear. The studies are still going on. We are still waiting for data on that. And unfortunately, right now, we don't have a clear-cut answer whether having a very good immune response, having very high antibody levels, is automatically going to mean that you're at less chance for getting the disease again. So hopefully that is the hope. That is where we think it should be by the best guess, but we still need data to back us up.
What I've been keep hearing about, which I didn't know was a thing, was these false negatives where people have all the symptoms, they go to get tested, and then it comes back negative. And now doctors are saying that maybe these tests aren't 100% accurate. And if you get a negative, you still be quarantining for 2 weeks and assume that you do have it.
Right. I think it is because these tests are being developed in a much shorter timeline, on a normal basis. So then not all the tests that have been approved would have been approved under a normal condition. So there are quite a few tests there that are giving false negatives. So then if you have anybody who is experiencing the symptoms, and especially somebody who has come in contact with somebody else who has been declared positive and has similar symptoms, but is now getting a negative result, you can assume that that person is probably a false negative and they should still maintain quarantining and the social distance and make sure that they are not spreading it as much as possible. So it is still a possibility. We would ideally like a test, 100% clear whether the person has the virus or doesn't have the virus, but unfortunately, we are not there. So we have to work with what we have, given the condition and given the timeline that we have to work in. Everybody's doing the best they can.
All right. Well, Dr. Sampath, as always, we thank you for taking the time this morning and answering our questions. And have a great day.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you so much.